Ladies and gentlemen, the editor...
Just how accommodating folks are. Why, they'll mind your children or your dog anytime. And...
Rogers of the Gazette, offering you again transcribed another heartwarming story of a country newspaper and its friendly editor, and starring Will Rogers, Jr.
I'm Doc Clemens, a friend of Will's. I can't really argue that point with Will. Of course, my old grandmother used to say that if folks quit talking about each other, the only thing left for them would be to talk about themselves. And it's touch and go which is the least desirable. If you talk about other people, you're a gossip. If you talk about yourself, you're a bore. It's kind of hard to know which way to turn. I tell you the truth, though. Since the first of the year, there's been a lot of talk about Will here in Elyria. There's something troubling him. And he either can't talk about it or he won't. And it isn't so much that his friends are curious as it is that they'd like to help him if they could.
What do you suppose it is, Doc?
I don't know, Maggie. Will hasn't said enough to me in the past 2 weeks for me even to suppose what's eating at him. How long has he been over there?
Well, sitting over in the square?
Yes.
Since before I came to work this morning. He sits on the bench by the bird bath for a while, and he gets up, kicks a little gravel, walks around a while. Next thing I know, he's sitting down again.
That's funny. I've known him a little over 5 years now, but I've never known him to go completely silent this way.
I was so sure he'd talk to you. I didn't really mind him being all sealed up around me, but... if he won't talk to you, I'm really worried.
Have you come right out and asked him what's wrong?
A couple of times. He just says, oh, nothing.
It seems to me this all dates back to that trip he took into the city right after New Year's.
Yeah, it does. Because remember, we were all at Hazelboro's open house New Year's Day.
That's right.
And Will was just like he always is. Then the next day, I came down here to the office and I found a note from him saying he'd gone to the city for a day or so. He didn't say for what or anything. For all I know, he took a vow of silence while he was there.
You know, Maggie, I think Will's coming up to a big decision. And if we're really his friends, we'll let him work it out his own way and tell us about it when he's ready to.
I guess if he felt he needed us, he'd come to us, wouldn't he?
I'm sure he would. And you listen to me, young lady. Don't you let this get a grip on you. We can't do Will any good worrying about him.
Have you got a pill for that, Doctor?
No, but I'll work on one.
We'll work on two. I could use a double dose of something that says I don't have to love him so much.
I'm afraid all I can prescribe are some old bromides. Would you like a little absence makes the heart grow fonder? Or maybe you'd like all things come to him who waits.
I'm a lot more concerned about her who waits.
Oh, now, you're not serious, are you, Maggie? I mean, does Will act like he's in love?
Doc, I'd be the last person in the world to know what Will acts like when he's in love. Do you think he's in love?
Well, I don't know. All I think is that it's time I took some of my own advice and quit stewing till I know what I'm stewing about.
Uh-oh. Oh, excuse me, Doc. Elyria Weekly Gazette. Oh, hi, Harriet. No, but I can get him in a hurry if you want him. Oh. All right. I'll tell him. Yeah, sure. Thanks, Harriet.
Anything wrong, Maggie?
Who knows? Harriet just said to tell Will that the number he called in the city still doesn't answer.
Oh. Well, I'm not doing any good here, and I've got some calls to make. So, now, mind you, Maggie, I'm not one to pry, but if you do get any idea...
If I do, I'll let you know, Doc.
Yes, yes, will you do it? Yes, well, thanks. Well, meanwhile, now, you're not to worry, you hear?
Well, I'll stay just as calm as you are, Doc.
Hi, Doc.
Oh, why, hello, Will. Oh, Will, imagine running into you here in the square.
Small world, isn't it?
Well, I guess I'm getting old. Only reason I came this way was to save a few steps coming through the square like this. I guess I must have saved myself about a half a block on the way to Wiley Church's office.
Yeah, I guess you do at that.
Oh, that's the only reason I came this way.
Well, as far as I know, the square's still public property.
Last I heard, it was, too.
Of course, Wiley may have some plan about it, like he does about straightening out Grove Street. Well, what's the matter with the good councilman?
Oh, just a headache, I think.
Well, now, you go fix up this one, because I've got a bigger headache waiting for him.
How's that?
I'd prefer it if Wiley read it in the paper this week, but I'll tell you about it, providing you share the Gazette's position that Grove Street is the prettiest street in town just the way it is. Every winding, jogging foot of it.
Yes. Well, I'm a status quo man as regards Grove Street, Will.
Oh, good. Well, now, I don't know what Wiley's angle is entirely, but if he succeeds in talking the council into straightening out Grove Street, he's apt to find that his own house will be sitting right smack in the middle of the new street.
You sure about that, Will?
Well, as near as I can figure, the new line of Grove Street would enter his house at just about the side door and come out just about his breakfast room. As soon as I get some things straight in my own mind, I'm going to talk to some of the boys in the highway department and get them to survey it.
Well, how'd you come to figure this out?
I've been doing a little walking lately. Night sometimes, sometimes early in the morning. If my naked eye serves me at all, that's where old Wiley's house is going to end up. Right in the middle of the new Grove Street.
Yes, well, are you having trouble sleeping these nights, son?
Yeah, a little.
Oh, you're pretty worried about Grove Street, are you?
Well, I wouldn't say I was worried about it.
Well, not enough to lose sleep over it, anyway.
No.
Well, then, assuming you're losing sleep over something, I can rest assured it was not Grove Street.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Say, you know, son, if I don't go along to Wiley's office right this minute, I just might forget the only reason I came this way across the square was to save a few steps. Good morning to you, Will.
So long, Doc. Hi, Maggie.
Oh, morning, Will. How do you feel?
Okay.
That's nice.
How do you feel?
Oh, fine. It's fine, thanks.
That's nice.
Oh, I almost forgot. Harriet called a while back. She said that number in the city still didn't answer.
Hmm? Well, maybe that's just as well.
She'll probably keep trying it.
That's okay.
If you'd rather she didn't, I could tell her to cancel it.
No, that's all right.
I guess you're writing this week's editorial, huh?
Nope.
Oh.
What did you say?
I said, oh.
Oh. Oh?
That's what I said.
Say, what the heck's the matter with you?
With me?
Yeah, with you. And with Doc and with half the rest of the people in town. All of a sudden, everybody's acting as strange as can be.
Everybody out of step but you, huh?
Yeah, that's just about the way it is. Well, I ran into Doc over in the square by the bird bath, and we got to talking about this Wiley Church proposal of straightening out Grove Street, and pretty soon he rushed off kind of flustered, and, well, frankly, he didn't make much sense to me.
Well, he was probably unnerved by the fact that you talked to him at all.
What kind of a silly remark is that?
Will, what's the matter with you? You've been preoccupied and silent ever since you went to the city right after New Year's. All your friends are worried sick about you. They want to help you, but they don't know how.
Well, there's one sure way they can help me anytime, and that's to quit acting so peculiar.
Well, God,
I'm going out for a while. Harriet, this is Will.
From a payphone?
Yes, from a payphone. Now, will you try that number in the city again for me?
What's the matter? Your phone at the office out of order?
No, it works fine. I'm just calling from another phone, that's all.
Don't want Maggie to know about it, huh?
Well, will you try the number again, huh?
Well, I've been trying it, Will, every 20 minutes since early morning, and I tell you, there's no answer there.
Well, try it just once more while I'm on the line. And if we don't get an answer this time, I'll cancel the call.
All right, if you say so. Hang on while I wrangle with the well-modulated voice in long distance.
Okay.
You still there, Will?
Yeah, sure.
It's ringing. I'll bet you 2-1 it's D.A.
Never mind.
Well, who is this Wallace Buffum, anyway?
An old friend.
You give up?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I do.
For good, or are we going to dance like this again before the day's out?
Oh, just cancel it, Harriet. Forget the whole thing ever came up, huh?
Don't apologize to me, Will. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Well, here's your dime back, Will.
Thanks. Bye, Harriet.
Bye, Will.
Back so soon?
Yeah, Maggie, I'm sorry I yelled around a while ago. I didn't mean to. I mean, it's nothing personal.
It's all right. I yelled a little myself. It's good for you every once in a while.
Well, that's what I was writing before I blew up.
Oh, dear subscriber, our records show that you are indebted to the Elyria Weekly Gazette in the amount of blank. This is to notify you that if we are not in receipt of payment in full within 1 week's time, proper steps will be taken.
Think it'll scare anyone into paying us?
Nope.
Oh.
Seems to me you wrote one very much like this about a year ago.
I write one very much like this every year at this time. And practically nothing ever happens. Do you realize that almost everyone in Elyria owes us money?
I certainly do. I keep the books, don't I?
Well, for the last few nights, I've had occasion to give those books a pretty close study. And it's just ridiculous the way some of those bills are mounting up. Now, by golly, there's got to be a crackdown around here.
Wonderful. When do we start?
Right now. Folks act like I run some sort of a philanthropic enterprise. They don't realize that I've got creditors, too.
Well, I don't know what they realize, but I love it when you talk like this.
Okay, let's get going.
Let's see now. Eve Moran knows us about as much as anybody. I guess we might as well start with him.
Well, the thing to do is just get tough and quit trying to be a good fella and tell him we've got to pay up or else...
Did you say Eve Moran?
Well, he owes us $45.29.
Yeah, I see here he does.
Well, that covers a couple of ads he ran last summer and his own subscription for, golly, well, almost 2 years.
Uh-huh. And then he sent his subscriptions to his boys in Korea, remember?
Uh-huh.
Let's see that book, Maggie. Stella Selkirk. She owes almost as much as Eve. $41.75.
Oh, that much?
Yeah. I guess most of it's for that want ad she's been running for so long. About doing laundry and ironing in her own home.
Poor Stella. She's had an awful run of bad luck. Ben was sick so long before he died. And I guess it's sort of hard raising all those kids on laundry work alone.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Understand, I'm not saying Stella shouldn't pay up. If she could, then Eve, too.
And all the rest of them in the book here. You know, Maggie, that's what's wrong. We could go right down this list of names now and give each other good reasons why every one of these people can't pay the Gazette.
Yeah, we could, couldn't we, Will?
Darn it. That's what's wrong with a small town. You know, too dad blamed much about people.
You care too much about them because they're your friends.
Yeah, that too. I'm a lousy businessman, aren't I, Maggie?
I'm afraid you are. You're a great editor, but a lousy businessman. I hate to agree with you.
It's all right. Well, I guess this is the conclusion I've been fighting for the last couple of weeks. All I really needed was a collaborating witness.
I don't think I understand, Will.
Well, I hope you will, Maggie. I've decided to sell the Gazette.
Listening to Rogers of the Gazette, starring Mr. Will Rogers, Jr. We'll return to our story in just a moment, but first, Financial emergencies are no longer a burden to those who have been saving regularly the United States savings bond way. Be wise. Do what they have done. You too can save through the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan at your bank. Either way, United States savings bonds pay 3% interest when held to maturity. And now we continue with the second act of Rogers of the Gazette.
I don't believe you. Sell the Gazette.
Makes sense, after you think about it for a while. I know I haven't thought of anything else since the first of the year.
Well, I'm sure you know what you're doing. I'm sorry, but I can't get used to the idea. You sure, Will?
I think it's the only thing to do. Now, we know, and we've just proved it again, that I'm the world's worst businessman. Carrying people on the books for years, that's no way to run a business.
What's the deal, Will?
Well, no, I think it's a pretty good one, Maggie. I sell them the Gazette outright and get a pretty good figure. Then I'm going to stay on as editor at a nice salary. You stay, John stays. I decide on my own editorial policy just like I always have, and they operate the business end.
Hey, that is a good deal.
They know how to handle advertisers, which I don't, and we'll be able to use their news facilities if we want to.
Whose news facilities? You haven't said who they are.
Oh, haven't I?
No.
Well, I thought I had. It's the Randall chain. You know, they've got the Star in the City and the News in the Capital, the ones that have the press down.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
You're going to sell out to the same Randall chain that controls the state?
Now, wait a minute, Maggie. I don't like that term, sell out. I told you that I'd still be running my own editorial
policy.
You
want to bet? Why, you've stood up against them in every major state fight for the last 5 years.
And I will again every time I don't agree with them, which I'll admit is most of the time. But now, I've thrashed out this whole thing with Wally when I was in the city. And I tell you, it's a clear-cut agreement. The editorial side is all mine.
I hope you're right. Believe me, I hope you are. I know Wally Buffum's a friend of yours.
Yeah, and he also knows where I stand on things.
Well, I.